you moron.
You're
such
a dummy. You're an idiot. Doc and Woody think it's funny. It's time for
Boneheads. Oh! Bonehead.
All right, so the Doc and Woody Invitational was yesterday at the Marshes, and thank you to Daryl and Derek and everybody who made it such a great day, and to all the people who came out, great group of people. We had a wonderful time. It was a lot of fun. It was a perfect day. It was beautiful. And congratulations to Stan and Mark, who were the guys who had the lowest score of the day.
6 under.
Not bad.
Not too shabby.
No.
Hey.
Stan Hogan also won the seniors' Sun Scramble recently, too. He's a pretty good player.
Pretty good with Graham Gunn, the best player in Ottawa, and the senior champs. And Mark, he owns the, I didn't know this, he owns the Kingsway and Mont Saint-Marie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
you get to know him.
Yeah. Nice to have him out there. It's an auspicious tournament. Everybody wants to be there.
Yes. Hey, we got free golf balls, the whole deal, eh? Sleeve of balls.
Yeah, those are from our own
balls. Yeah, I know. They're free, though.
Yeah.
Did you open yours yet?
No.
No, eh?
What did you do?
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, no.
Just wondering.
I'm going to have to look. Because no. You know what I'll do?
Just wondering.
I'll give them to somebody that I'm playing with, saying, here, have a sleeve of golf balls, thinking they're nice Shea balls.
You know what I bet he did? He replaced them with range balls.
Oh, you're probably right. Oh, God. I better double check them.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up on that.
Don't give them to anyone as a present.
Yeah. All right, so here's our bonehead nominee today. It's Woody. Okay. Anybody who golfs knows that you should never drive a cart near a green. 30 feet away from a green, at least.
It's a no-brainer.
You don't go near a green. So anyway, as we're having our awards ceremony last night and giving away prizes, I get this email, bing, and I look at it, and it's from Daryl, the club. He calls himself the email pro. He's the guy who runs the golf course. And he had received a photograph taken by somebody in one of the office buildings that overlooks the Marshes. And they were looking out for the guys of the Marshes saying, hey, I just saw this flagrant a violation of your golf course. You should look at these guys on hole number 10. And there's a picture of this power golf cart. It's pretty much wheels on the green. And there's Woody standing there in the middle of the green with his putter. Hi, everybody. I showed it to everybody in the room.
Are you insane?
You're kidding me, right?
This is unbelievable.
You have got to be kidding me.
Are you insane?
You got to be freaking kidding me. My God, nobody can be this
stupid. Was the reaction yesterday at the Marshes. Now, Woody said he has a perfect exclamation for it. And I saw him tweet that last night. He said, okay, this better be good.
It's certainly no excuse. I take the mea culpa on that. But I was distracted. And because of that brain fart, my absent-mindedness, I wasn't even watching for the cart signs. And I realized, oh, my God, I've gone too far. But I figured, well, I'm here now.
My
shot.
In what situation is I'm here now?
Thank God you're not a pilot.
But I wasn't on the green.
Thank God you're not a pilot.
I was close to it, but I
well,
wasn't.
Well, you couldn't get any closer. You couldn't get any closer. You were...
Well, accurate driving, I guess.
Accurate driving.
I didn't know you were...
But I wasn't on the green.
You were. You were under surveillance. You didn't know that.
Yeah. We have photo. We all saw the picture. You can't say you weren't on the green. We saw the picture.
It wasn't a deliberate attempt to, you know, park the cart on the green, but I was not on the green.
You must feel horrible.
I do
feel bad.
It's something that you don't do.
Because it wasn't intentional.
My buddy Gord cut that green. Spent 2 hours on that green.
Yeah, and you ruined it.
Yeah, tire marks on the green.
Okay, yeah.
What?
Embellish some more, guys.
It's a high-end course where they charge lots of money for people to go and play on a perfectly manicured course, and now it's got big tire marks through hole number 10.
No wonder you feel bad, Woody.
No,
you should.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Here's my worry.
They're not even using that green today.
It's got police tape around it.
These guys are... People. these guys are making this sound a lot worse than it really is.
Oh, no, no,
and
no.
By
no.
the way,
no,
no. I'm going to take exception to something you said earlier.
Okay.
A news story with Randall this morning about that Carolina couple.
Yeah.
Okay, having sex on the golf course.
Well, this is right.
Good. Okay, and you said this was a lot worse than them.
Oh, it
I
is.
I take exception to that.
What is it? Okay. But it is.
What?
No, it's not. They didn't wreck the golf course by having sex on it.
They weren't on the green.
You drove on the green.
I didn't drive on the green. Okay.
Oh, no, just wheels on the green. And he thinks, they get a free pass kind of?
Well, yeah. Hey, listen, if I drive.
They're only having sex on the.
You're trying to deflect here, Woody.
Just play through.
You're trying to deflect.
You know, the only other guy I know who drives on greens is Donald Trump, and he's doing exactly the Trump thing. Deflecting right here.
What are you saying?
Fake news. Making me sound, well, you're embellishing the hell out of this.
Well, no.
Not really.
It's not as bad as they're saying.
Then why do you feel so bad then?
Well, I feel bad because I encroached on the 30-yard thing.
30-yard thing?
Yeah. You were off the green,
30
pal.
Millimeters.
Yeah.
Like I said, I feel bad, but, you know.
So here's my worry. Because he's been nominated for Bonehead of the Week like 5 times. Yeah. And every time he does not win the Bonehead of the Week, he somehow slips by. I think it's going to happen again. Because if you're not a golfer, you're like, what's the big deal? You might not know that this is one of the worst violations you could commit.
We need to hear from more golfers.
Well, this might happen. You know, we have a lot of golfers.
We need to hear from more golfers.
And it could happen.
Because they certainly don't want to play with you.
Yeah, and if there's any golfers listening who think, oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, who hasn't had a brain fart? You know?
But you could have driven away. Should have driven away immediately.
Yeah, in hindsight, I suppose.
Okay.
Hide the crime, you know.
Yeah.
Hide the crime.
But hey, I committed the crime. So there it is, you know.
Yes, you won't be playing the marshes anymore.
Probably not. Anyway.
Bonehead.
Is he Bonehead of the Week?
We'll find out Friday, I guess.
Bonehead.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shay.